For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Thanks for tuning in this morning. It's the start of a brand new week. We hope everyone had a great Easter yesterday. Let's talk about the Facebook page. Are we dating the same guy for a minute?
Yeah, let's do it. I mean, we are no stranger to it. We've talked about it in the past.
That's right.
Numerous times I was on it.
Last year, we kind of put this page on blast, and for good reason, both men and women were upset on how this platform was being used. Well, Thursday, my phone starts blowing up, with friends sending me a screenshot of a picture of me on Are We Dating the Same Guy? And the title is, Anyone Have Any Tea? Referring to me. So whoever the anonymous person is that posted it was looking for information on me. Mm-hmm. And you may think it's innocent, and you may think you're just looking for some outside perspective, but the only thing you're doing by putting someone up there is shaming them.
Yeah.
That's it. So needless to say, I was pissed. And then that was followed with crippling anxiety because no guy wants to have his face on this page. For
no
one,
girl wants to have her face on this page.
Right.
Don't worry, I was there too.
For one, there's 42,000 people that follow this page. Mm-hmm. So the anonymous person posting was just interested in seeing if I was a bad egg. Not sure who it was, but I could probably take a guess. Mm-hmm. Also, yes, if you want to post a photo of me, no problem. But crop my girl Breezy out of it. She's got nothing to do with it. You know what I mean? So the picture of me was up for 1 hour. I get on the phone with Breezy.
Yeah.
She knows. She talked me off a ledge because I'm like, what's going on right now? You know?
And I was also getting people were sending it to me as well because they're like, why are you on this with me? Like, what is going on? And I am a part of the page because we've done things about it in the past. And the person, whoever posted it, must have blocked me from seeing it because I did not have access to said post.
They blocked Breezy.
It was kind of nutty.
So for 20 plus minutes, I'm on the phone with Breezy. She knows.
I'm in Canada.
She's in Canada. She's upset for me. But for a lot of my female friends who follow the page told me, listen, nothing bad or negative was said about you. People know, you know. They knew who I was, and some people laugh because they know me personally, or they know that we put this page on blast last year.
Yeah.
Also, to a majority of the people who had a lot of nice things to say about me who I don't know or have never met, I just want to say, you know, thank you.
Sure.
It didn't go unnoticed. I do appreciate it. But some of the women who post on this page are using it for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
I mean,
for sure.
The first thing that came to my mind when someone sent me that screenshot of my photo was who's trying to derail my career.
Right.
And look, I'll be the first one to say, it cannot be easy being a single female trying to date in this city or anywhere else for that matter. I get that. I'm on your side. There's a lot of creeps in this city. A handful of them have called up. They've been on our show. You hear some of the callers that have called in.
Right.
Yeah.
This page, Are We Dating the Same Guy, is a great resource if you've been abused, mistreated, raped. Yes, by all means, put these guys on blast.
Mm-hmm.
Look out for one another. And I think those are the type of men that should be posted on this page. But some of you are using it to try and derail someone's career, drag their name through the mud, because they didn't want to split half the bill with you at dinner.
Yeah.
Or the date was just boring and sucked in general. Or you just wanted information on someone, like myself. But right. It doesn't give you the right.
It was wild. Like, I obviously am an extension of you. You are an extension of me. We are a team. My photo was, we were at my mom's 60th. Like, it was crazy, right? And, like, for whatever reason, I couldn't see the post, but I did have people sending me the screenshot along with updates of what people were saying. We're live on the phone together. I'm roaming, you know, in a different country.
It was very dramatic.
It was very dramatic.
It was very dramatic.
And
look, I understand that my entire life is on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the spotlight a lot. Both of us are. And I get that. This is the career I chose for myself. But the very little privacy I do have, I hold very close to my heart. There are certain aspects of my life where it's nobody else's business, what I'm doing, where I'm at, who I'm with. So the person who decided this was an innocent post to put me on blast, I need you to know that it gave me crippling anxiety.
Yeah.
Because now people automatically assume I did something wrong, which I didn't.
Yeah.
You think my sister-in-laws wanted their phones blowing up at work, asking what's going on, why is your brother-in-law on this page?
Right.
You think I want 65 screenshots blowing up my inbox all at once?
Right.
And not to mention, I've dated a couple of really great women in this city who are beautiful inside and out, and for whatever reason, just didn't work out. That's fine. But how do you think that would make them feel to see
right.
me up there? Because yeah. that was my concern. How are they going to feel?
Yeah.
And if there's anything about me that I know to be true, it's what you see is what you get. And I don't owe a single person an explanation because people constantly think I need to explain myself and my status to them. And I don't.
No.
I don't. Who are you dating? Who are you talking to? Why are you single? Why aren't you married by now? I don't owe anyone an explanation because it's none of your damn business.
Yeah.
So for those of you who have to deal with the same type of conversation, especially with people you don't know, stop doing it. You don't owe them anything. Don't entertain them. And the people who have a problem with your lifestyle and what you're doing are the ones who are envious. The people who constantly question my lifestyle and the life I chose for myself and have an issue with it and what I'm doing, those people are typically divorced. They're in failing unhappy marriages or they're just haters.
Yeah.
Don't listen to these people. Just continue to be a good person. Live your life the way you want to live it on your terms. They don't matter. So if you ladies want to continue to use this page, which some of you will be, by all means, have at it. But do it for the right reasons. Don't do it because some guy, don't do it because some guy you're trying to get back at, you know, because they didn't choose you.
Right.
Relational attacks and trying to destroy reputation, I mean, that is some serious social aggression.
Those are serious accusations. And I mean, there wasn't accusations, but I mean, just them putting you on a page is enough accusation to make other people who have seen so many pages and pictures before you to know
what's
to come with that.
Correct.
And I think honestly, like, I know it was jarring and embarrassing and weird and like so many feelings and emotions for you, but how embarrassing for that person who couldn't say it with their whole chest, who had to do it anonymously and had to take it down an hour later because they look so dumb because everything that was being said about you underneath that post was nothing but positivity and from people who may know you personally or not at all. You know what I mean? And these people are like moose from the radio. Like, how weird of you to post this guy who you may or may not have actual personal relations with, like, is this a clout thing? Is this you just like have a crush on me? What is this? You know what I mean?
I feel bad for a lot of the men who have done nothing wrong, who have been put on blast on there, because there's no coming back from that. Now there's a page, are we dating the same women? And from what I saw over the weekend, a few women in this city made their big debut. Doesn't look pretty.
Yeah.
But I appreciate all the love, especially, like I said, from people I don't even know. And I'll leave it with this. Like I said, what I do know strongly about myself to be true is what you see is what you get. And to the people in my life that are the closest to me, like friends and family, these are the people that know my true character. Yeah. And the type of parents that have raised me and the friends that I have is one of the biggest blessings in my life. Anything else that comes from somebody else or outside noise that may be false, it doesn't matter.
It's just that. It's
it noise. Simply doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But I appreciate you being on the phone with me on Thursday because I was really upset.
Yeah.
Because the people that post, like I said, think it may be innocent. You're just trying to get some outside information. But the only thing you're doing by putting someone up there is shaming them. If they mistreated you, like I said, abused you in any way, put them on blast. But don't do it because you want outside perspective on someone like me, where a majority of people don't even know me personally.
And you know in your heart and soul that you're a good person. And you know in your heart and soul that I have your back. And if I did have access to that post, oh, it would have been all over. I would have, you know what I mean? Like, you know I don't hold back here, right, there, anywhere. So I would have definitely gone and defended your honor. Didn't have the chance to because I was blocked. But it's just, it's icky. I'll get to one text before we wrap this up. This person says, I absolutely hate that page. If you've got something to say, say it with your whole chest. I watched a man that I know for over 20 years be completely eviscerated and burned by an ex that represented a lot of details of toxicity throughout their breakup and what happened over the last 11 years on that page. I was a witness to the breakup and stuck with him anonymously with receipts and ended up blocking the page because it didn't make any sense and what they were saying was completely false. It ruins people's reputation, future relationships, and any job opportunity to come.
And I'll leave it with this. It's easy to hide behind a screen and talk. But there's always repercussions for your actions.
Yeah.
And it may be somebody that, you know, you don't even know.
Right.
Like myself and my sister-in-laws and the people that are closest to me that it doesn't matter. They don't want to see this. So if you're going to post on it, do it for the right reasons. And that's all I have to say about that. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.